The Red Nation interview series is brought to you by Derby Star Canada. Visit derbystar.ca and see specialty soccer balls designed with development in mind for all ages. Play soccer with quality like the German and Dutch at derbystar.ca.
You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and earlier today I had the chance to speak with Martin Nash. In this interview, Martin and I discuss the Ottawa Fury and their inaugural year in the North American Soccer League, his move from Vancouver to Ottawa and joining the Fury staff as an assistant coach, and his upcoming induction into the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame in the Team of Distinction category, along with his teammates on the 2000 CONCACAF Gold Cup winning Canadian national team. And now, Martin Nash. Martin, you're currently in the midst of your first season as an assistant coach with the Ottawa Fury. How have you enjoyed the experience so far, and how has the move from being a player to becoming a coach gone for you?
I think the move itself has gone quite smoothly. Had a few years with the Whitecaps in their residency program, which is good for me to grow, and I really enjoyed this year here in Ottawa. Learned a lot, or am learning still, from Mark Dos Santos, and it's been a really good experience. And you know, it's just a shame we haven't had a few better results. We probably deserve a bit more than what we've got, but it's been good.
Given that you spent the last 6 years of your playing career with the Vancouver Whitecaps, started your pro career in Vancouver, and also had two previous stints with the Vancouver 86ers, most people associate you very closely with the Whitecaps and soccer in Vancouver. You made the move across the country to join the Fury. What was it about the Ottawa Fury organization that made it the one that you chose to start your professional coaching career with?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole project here in Ottawa is what drew me to the city, the stadium, the new franchise in a good league. The NASL is coming along really strong, and I thought it would just be a great opportunity to me to further my career on the coaching side. And, you know, I was kind of stalled in Vancouver in the position I was at, so had a great opportunity to come to Ottawa and learn under Mark Dos Santos. You know, I've played against when he was coaching Montreal, and I always liked the way his teams prepared and how hard, difficult they were to play against. So it was just a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, you've kind of touched on the fact already that, you know, Ottawa has played pretty well as an expansion team, and you know, maybe played even better than the record shows so far. As an expansion club and a new team, I think most people would have expected that Ottawa would be facing something of an uphill battle with respect to earning consistent results in their first season in the North American Soccer League. How would you characterize the way the team's performed so far?
We're in every game. You know, we're a tough team to beat. We just, for some whatever reason, we just seem to have those lapses in concentration at the key moment, and which has cost us in a lot of games. And it's been a bit frustrating on that side. But the way we play and our model of play is we've stuck with it, and it's evolving a little bit. We've stuck with it. We're trying to bring players in that fit the model. But it's always difficult in year one to bring 23 players together and be one of the top teams in any league. And, you know, we've had our moments, but when we look back at the games and the amount of possession, we almost always outpossess the other team. We almost always outchance the other team. And these are great things that we want to build from, but we also got to be a bit better defensively as a group. But, you know, it's been good that we're in every game. We just got to now learn how to get results out of games, whether it be a tie or a win.
Like head coach Mark Dos Santos, you bring significant experience in North American soccer from your days as a player. FC Edmonton struggled in their first several years in the NASL, and it's a competition that has its own flavor and unique qualities. What do you think are the keys for teams to find success at the NASL level?
Well, I think obviously it's like anything. You got to be good defensively. defensive team, because there's a lot of good quality in this league going forward. So you got to make sure you're a good defensive team, and it's a very athletic league. So you got to have players that are athletic and both in attack and defense, because every team has athletic players up front that have the ability to get in behind and use their speed. So it's more an athletic league than anything, but it's a good quality league. The standard of the league's actually getting better all the time, and it's gotten better from when I was a player to now in the 4 years that I've been out since I finished playing. So and it's getting better, which I think is good for North American soccer and soccer, especially in Canada.
Earlier in the year, Mark DeSantos, yourself, and the rest of the Fury Brain Trust undoubtedly set specific goals for not only this season, but also the long term. Given the plans that were put in place prior to the first game of the season, do you feel the Ottawa Fury are on track with respect to those goals that have been set for the franchise?
I think our long-term goals are on track. We're going to struggle to, you know, make the playoffs, which is one of our goals. It was always going to be an uphill battle first year. But I think if you got to set goals, it's still not out of the realm of possibility, but it's going to be tough, and we're still looking at that as a goal. But I think our long-term goals are on track. It's really was always going to be a challenge first year to build, and we feel we have a very good core of players to build from into the future.
Yeah, speaking of that core of players, Ottawa has a number of young Canadian players on its roster. Many are people that are players that Canadian national team observers are hoping will improve and develop into players who can contribute for Canada at the international level. What are your thoughts on how the Canadian players, in particular, on the Fury roster have performed to date?
Yeah, I think they've done well. I mean, they're not all starters, but they're all getting minutes and a chance to develop, which I think is great. We have a good 6 to 7 that get minutes regularly, which is I think great for Canadian soccer, and it'll give those players a chance to develop, and hopefully, as you say, develop into national team players. But they're in a good environment here, and getting in good training environment, good in a good league, and I think a few of them actually right now probably deserve a chance to be in national team squads.
Fury defender Mason Trafford is someone that you played with previously in Vancouver, and he's now quickly become an important player for Ottawa. After leaving the Whitecaps a while back, he played professionally in Finland and China for several years. Now that he's back in Canada and you see him every day in training, how different is Mason from the player that he was back when he was a teammate of yours in Vancouver?
Yeah, he's quite a bit different. He was young, a little bit skinnier, and we used him more as a left back, and he actually played quite a lot in the central midfield in Vancouver, and then went away. He's bulked up, gotten a bit stronger. He had good size, but height-wise, but wasn't the strongest, and now he's got a lot stronger, and he's settled into a position at center back, which I think suits him well. The game's in front of him. He reads the game quite well. And he's improving. I think over the season itself, he's improved, which is good to see. And he's got a great attitude, always willing to learn. And players that have good tools and are always willing to learn and open-minded will always have a chance to improve.
Anytime a new team launches, there's obviously the most important aspects of building the squad for on the pitch success. As an organization, there's always the aspect of building the team for off the pitch success in terms of launching a successful franchise. You've recently moved into a new home, and the supporter group seem to be very supportive and excited about the franchise. How's the response been from the city of Ottawa and the community to the Ottawa Fury's first season?
Yeah, I think it's been really good. I think the sports clubs do a very good job. They come in, they're loud, and they have their sections, and that seems to be growing every game, which is always a key. And I think it takes time to build a franchise. You don't just put it in place, or very rarely do you just put it in place and it just takes off right away. But we have a good, solid crowd, and they really get behind us in a great venue. And it's just we've got a good core that comes every game, and I think we just got to start to build from that in the stands. But we also you know, we go and do a lot of community events. The players are out doing appearances, which is, I think, key to growing a franchise and just getting out in the community. And the community is really behind us, and they seem to know what's going on, because when the players go to these events, they're very well received.
Later this year, you'll be inducted into the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame in the Team of Distinction category, along with your teammates from the 2000 CONCACAF Gold Cup winning Canadian national team. That win, along with the qualification for the 1986 World Cup, is one of the most prominent achievements in the history of the Canadian men's national team program. Looking back at the tournament 14 years later, what are your fondest memories?
Well, obviously winning was a great memory. But yeah, I mean, the whole tournament itself was, you know, we played well in the first two games where we had to get out with a coin toss, which was quite a funny way to get out of your group. But I mean, it was a group of players. We had a lot of talent and a lot of players playing in top flight leagues around Europe. But we came together in that 3-4 week period. And even going into each game, I think that the natural feeling was that even amongst the group was like, we're going to lose. But I think it let us play because there was no expectations, a lot freer, and with no pressure. And the, you know, the Mexico game, especially being down 1-0, scoring a late goal, and then the golden goal, which I wasn't the biggest fan of the concept of it. It's great to finish a game that way, and to beat Mexico was really special. But yeah, I mean, it was a great tournament. I always remember the players that were on the team. We didn't even, I don't even think we had a full squad of 18 there, to be honest. But it was, we came together, and it was the best Canadian team I've played with over the 10 years I was on the national team.
Yeah, many of the players on that Gold Cup team went on to become among the most prominent Canadian internationals of all time. You know, why do you think that iteration of the national team in particular had what at the time was by many people considered to be, you know, unexpected success in the Gold Cup tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it was it was a good group of players, but it's always difficult with the Canadian national team because there's not a lot of players playing domestically, and you're picking players from different parts of the world and bringing them all in, and we had a lot of talent. It was just a time when we all came together, and I think that was the big key.
Many people expected that Canada would follow up that Gold Cup win with another qualification for the World Cup, but it never came to pass. You know, a lot of really great players from that time period. Why do you think that group of talented players was never able to put it together again and break through and qualify for the World Cup? And, you know, in your mind, how did those, you know, follow-up World Cup qualification campaigns pan out?
Yeah, I think it's the same almost every... That one's almost the same as all the rest of them. It was Canada's inability to win on the road or get points on the road is a big problem. And it continues to be that way. We don't go into countries, even, you know, El Salvador, Honduras, Panama, Mexico, U.S., whoever it may be, Trinidad. We don't go into these countries and get results. We often go in and lose, which makes your home games that much, that puts that much more pressure on home games. And we come out of home games where we deserve to win, and we'll get a draw. And in a competition where you need to pick up wins, we struggle as a country to pick up wins, especially on the road, to get results. It's been few and far between in the recent history.
One final question for you. The Canadian national team has over the past year entered a new era with Spanish head coach Benito Floro taking over as head coach, and he's brought in a lot of young players into the fold, many who are from the North American scene and North American development with the MLS clubs and the NASL clubs. What are your impressions of the job that Floro has done to date, and given everything that you've mentioned so far about the challenges Canada regularly faces, what do you think of Canada's chances of breaking through and qualifying for the 2018 World Cup?
I think it's very difficult for Canada to qualify. I think we got to set our sights on beyond the next 4 years. It's a long-term project. The team struggled as of in the past year, and I think it'd be a lot to ask or to expect them to be able to qualify for the next World Cup, and we've got to build. And maybe that's why you see a lot of youth players coming in, to see if we can build a squad for 8 years from now. But it's going to be difficult with CONCACAF getting stronger. Three of the teams at CONCACAF got out of their group in the World Cup, and a fourth team was at the tournament and did okay. So it's always going to be tough to qualify. It's hard to say. It's hard to speak about a coach's job when you're not in and around the group and all the day in, day out. It's a coaching the Canadian national team is always a difficult job. Until we have enough of quality players to choose from, it's always going to be a difficult task.